Man, for a film called Joy, it sure is hard for anyone to accomplish said emotion in this film.
No, I don't know. I mean, it was, you know, uplifting in its own way, but yeah, there are points where you're just like, God bless you. I know your family loves you, and I know you love them, but you should really strangle every member of your family.
Oh my God. And the thing is, this is a modern American fable, really,
yeah.
You know, and
based on a true story, based on the woman who invented like the Miracle Mop, which was like it debuted on QVC, and it was a mop that you didn't have to touch the head. It had a built-in ringer and all this, and it was kind of a big deal, and it made the woman quite a bit of money, and she actually started her own business and became very successful.
And you would not think, hearing that that's the topic for a movie,
that's something
I want to go see.
David O. Russell have something to fix your little red wagon with.
I'm Chris.
I'm Bo.
Herman.
And, new David O. Russell film, always a cause for celebration, I guess.
Generally, yes.
Being interested, at least.
He's been, like, his last two films have been kind of a slump. There was American Hustle, which was expected to do great things and didn't really hit the mark.
No.
For a lot of people. And then there was, he did the thing with Jessica Biel, with she had the nail gun in her head that he directed under a pseudonym, and it
whoa, what was
for
that?
Good reason.
I cannot remember. Yeah, it did horribly.
It's
got a 7%
right?
on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. If you take that kind of thing.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
I thought you were talking about Silver Linings.
No, Silver Linings Playbook.
That movie's great.
Yeah, which was great for him, and sure. This finds him, Joy finds him, like, far more in that groove. Yep. And especially, you know, it is dealing with dysfunctional people, but unlike Silver Linings Playbooks, where the two leads are the most dysfunctional, arguably the most dysfunctional people in the film, mm-hmm. In this, the lead is maybe arguably the only functional person in the film, she is the caretaker for this, you know, family that is just, you know, one you know, atypical codependent thing after another, and they all rely on her to fix her shit. Her dad is you know, he runs a junk car business, and he relies on her to do the books. Her mom lives with her, and she's basically like
she's a
shut-in and a soap opera junkie, and she can't deal with people, so she just, like, stays in her room and watches, you know, and you know, lets food rot around her as she watches Susan Lucci on
She's given
on
up on life completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Jennifer Lawrence, we didn't say, long-time collaborator now with
yes, it is David O. Russell's a little bit underage muse. Yeah. Yes.
plays Katniss Everclean, mm-hmm. as my fellow critic William Goss put it. And Robert De Niro plays her dad.
Like he does.
Yeah. And as this story goes on.
So it's David O. Russell's three main cast members.
Yes.
It's him and sooner or later Bradley Cooper.
And Bradley Cooper, and about halfway through act two, goes, "Hey, it's me."
Yeah.
And you're not really. And they even do, like, it's so funny. They take the time where they kind of start off just showing him from behind.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Like a lead up, which there would be no reason to do except that audiences expect to see Bradley Cooper show up in front of the line.
Yeah. You're just like, please show Bradley Cooper's smiling, warm face. and he's picked up a couple of ringers for this time out, too. He's got Diane Ladd is playing Joy's grandmother, who also lives with her. Virginia Madsen is playing her mom. And her dad's girlfriend turns out to be Isabella Rossellini.
Which is always a pleasure.
Which is always a pleasure, yeah. So
even if she's kind of horrible person.
kind of horrible. But everybody in this movie is so good company.
Well, the thing is, this is such a frustrating movie in so many ways, because it really makes you kind of admire the perseverance and inner strength of this character. As we see that she was once a little girl, had these dreams, and was naturally very gifted and smart.
Yeah.
And they just
kind of... valedictorian of her class, you know, speaks fluent Spanish, she's got a shitload going with her, but... You know, she's kind of been stuck in a dead-end job because her parents got divorced, and instead of going to college, she stuck around to help them. And, you know, now the family's more or less dependent on her and her dad for the mortgage of the house everybody is fucking living in.
Yeah, and she does everything for everyone. She cleans everything. She picks up after everybody's shit. I mean, she really is. And it's a total dysfunctional thing going on where it's just, she does it. She goes, and just does it. And yeah. it's been that way for a while. But when
she's the caregiver,
inspiration yeah. moment comes up with the miracle mop, no one believes in her
right.
except
no,
for
no.
her grandmother, which is Diane Ladd, which is sort of the narrator. Like she announces
yes, herself. In a grand tradition of the spoiler narrators who die in the movie, yeah. which I guess is the new fucking thing.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. It's like, no. stop it. I'm telling you the story from heaven.
But even so, their relationship is even, they don't make it about that relationship at all. She's yeah. just everyone, the one person who seems to at first have kind words for her, other than her best friend who shows up again eventually in the movie, Jackie, played by Dasha Polanco.
Yeah, who plays Daya on Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Okay. So this is her first like big screen role.
And Edgar Ramirez, who plays her ex-husband.
Who's living in the basement.
Who's living in the basement and nonetheless seems to be the only person who's always there who actually is looking
yeah,
out
her for her. And her best friend and her ex-husband who, you know, it turns out that they're actually much better as friends than as a couple. They're the ones who are like, wait a minute, whenever anything sounds weird, like, hey, maybe they're actually giving constructive criticism, whereas everybody else is pretty much her half-sister and her dad just like, boy, you've never met people who can give a left-handed compliment
oh,
like
man.
These people.
There are so many times in this movie that you yourself had to go, oh,
why are you not strangling these people?
Like, honestly, you could at the halfway point of this film, this easily could have been a film about a woman who murdered her entire family.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have been rooting for
yeah,
her
easily.
Anyway.
And if anything, I will say, if there is any weakness the with this, you know, any major weakness with this that really stands out, it's that sometimes, like, Russell is so heavy-handed with that bit that you're just like, nobody would put up with this. And then you have to remind yourself of all the fucked up people that you know that have these codependent relationships. You're like, oh, yeah, I
Shit,
guess they would.
Lots of people put up with that. Especially yeah. when you're in a position where you don't have a lot of choice otherwise.
Right, and don't have a lot of confidence because, you know, as it turns out, she gets into this, you know, she actually makes the mop. She gets her father's girlfriend, Isabella Rossellini, who has money from her, she's a widow, she's a rich widow. She gets her to front her some money. You know, she basically, you know, goes door to door trying to get this thing to sell. Nobody's biting. And, you know, her husband goes, hey, I actually have a friend who's working at this new business. And they drive to Pennsylvania, and the new business is QVC, the original home shopping channel.
Yeah.
You even have Joan Rivers show up at one.
Yeah, yeah. They actually have Melissa Rivers playing her mom, which you know is great casting.
Yeah.
So she gets in there, and it looks like, you know, this is going to be yet another disaster. But Bradley Cooper, who is running the place, basically is like, all right, kid, I'll give you a chance to make a pitch.
Well, looks like a used car salesman.
He is a used car salesman.
His tie is always off by just like an inch.
He can't talk without peppering his remarks about, like, you know, the grand bosses of the studio system, like Daryl Zanuck and, you know, what, and Jack Warner.
Yeah.
He's
like one step away from being in the Hudsucker process.
He's very smarmy, but somewhat messianic. And at this point, you've gone through all of this point of everybody telling her that she can't do it, that when he comes in and is like, you know, kid, you got moxie. You're like, yes, she does have moxie. Help her, please.
Well, you're rooting so much for her because, like I said, she seems to be the only sane person in this universe. Even the other characters who are with her are, like, they're so kind of incompetent in their own worlds as well, you know?
Well, and they're all, you know, they're all very working class people who, you know, have had a lot of disappointments in their life and are just like, they're at that point that a lot of people are at in this country today that are just like, don't try, don't bother, you know, stick to what you know, don't take any chances, it's not worth it. And, you know, her forte is actually being an entrepreneur and an inventor. And even though she doesn't know a lot about business, she's like, she does have enough belief in herself that she's making a go of this. And she actually manages to get onto the shopping network to you know, and after some false starts, gets up there, pitches her mop on air, and it starts selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, as is well known
yes.
at this point, because most households have a miracle mop.
Yeah, them. Like, if you know, I know my grandmother had one, and your grandmother probably has one.
I have one. Yeah, that's a good product. Yeah, this is... There's so many beats in this that make this play like almost a like a darker Capra selection in some ways.
A lot of ways, yeah. Well, actually, it could be just Capra.
Yeah, it got pretty dark sometimes.
Yeah,
too.
If you see like Queen for a Day, this is definitely
or even
up
It's
that
a Wonderful
alley.
Life.
yeah, no kidding.
I like that it really is one of the more inspiring feminist films I've ever seen.
Yeah,
that this woman who is in the world where no one expects a woman to be capable of doing this on her own. Is just won't let it destroy her. Just keeps pushing ahead.
And it really makes a point that, you know, every time she makes a jump ahead, it's because she herself was like, no, this is, you know, what you're telling me is bullshit. I'm going to do what I think is right.
What I like as well is that she, even though the audience wants her to just turn on her family with her claws out, the fact is, this isn't the person who Joy is at all.
Yeah.
She's a person who made it without ever needing to tear other people
they
down.
Really make Russell really makes a point of the actors are very physical with each other. Anytime she has an interaction with her dad or even her half sister, who is arguably her weakest relationship, they're always kissing, they're always hugging. You know, it's one of those things where it's just like, well, we're not going to go to bed mad, at least. You know, I love you, and you know, in their own way, they are really trying to look out for her best interests and take care of her. They're just, you know, they're kind of schmucky about it.
A lot schmucky about it. Yeah, they are so frustrating that you will in fact want to leap onto the stage and just strangle every last one of them. Especially Robert De Niro, who is like, is the most like, acts like he's always doing her a favor and always, yeah. I'm always there for you, and yet is constantly undercutting her.
It's just
every
horrible.
Turn.
I just wish
Robert De Niro wasn't all David O. Russell's movie. Those are the only films that Robert De Niro should make from now on. I think he brings out Russell brings out the best in De Niro.
I think there must have been some kind of like meeting where they did an NFL trade and Scorsese was like, all right, I'm going with DiCaprio now. Anybody want Bobby? And David O. Russell was like, sure, I'll take him.
They're like, shit, man, he's cheap. He's a cheap trade now. He's had a terrible record.
He's still got an arm on him, though. He's still got an arm.
Oh, there's like a whole like sports story here that's inspiring I didn't even see. Herman, you've been pretty quiet here. What are you thinking? Well, I know it's hard to get a word out.
Oh, no, I've met Phil before, and I like his opinions, and he's a good speaker. So a lot of respect for him. But no, I mean, what I really like about this film, like all of David Russell's film, is that, you know, the dysfunctional family. I think he does that probably better than anyone. As someone who comes from a moderately dysfunctional family, I really identify with those characters. And you have the Jennifer Lawrence character who puts up with that. It's like, I've known people who put up with a lot worse than that, where you just have families that's like, oh my God, how can you live with these people? But I think David Russell is able to make it almost realistic in a way, where you can have Robert De Niro, who plays that kind of father, where he says, like, probably one of my favorite scenes in the entire film is when we cut back to Jennifer Lawrence's, or the character she plays, Joy, is wedding day. And he's like, you sure you want to marry this guy?
Oh, yeah.
It's not too late.
And it's not that heartwarming, no. Like, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. He's like, no, seriously, you still have time. And she's, like, literally putting her veil on. He's like, you still have time to think.
And at the toast table, like, her husband's dad is just starting to speak. He's like,
shut the fuck up.
He starts talking. He's like, yeah, he's done. It's my turn. And he continues to make it about, like, divorce.
He points to Virginia Madsen. He's like, I was married to this woman for 18 miserable years.
I can almost understand, because she was marrying a singer who thought he was going to be the whatever next singer. I forget what he was.
Definitely, if you were her dad, you'd call her the same thing.
I like it's success despite it's someone who doesn't let terrible surroundings and the place they're in keep them from chasing after what they believe in. And I think that's what makes this so inspiring more than anything else. And it's doubly inspiring because, in fact, you know, this is taking place in the 80s and it's a woman doing it and all these men telling her, no, woman, basically, without saying as much, but basically saying it, women just aren't good business people, really. You're not gonna make this work.
I mean, you know, you always hear, you know, for my two cents, so you always hear about, you know, the star carrying the film. Boy, that is true here, because there are times, like I said, that you know, Russell can be a little heavy-handed, and you know, every time that happened, I always got one back immediately by Lawrence, mm-hmm. because she's really, you know, she's firing on all cylinders here. She's, you know, incredibly charming. You can't help but root for her, and she really embodies what the character needed to have. So yeah, I mean, I think she elevates this from being a pretty decent, heartwarming American success story to something a little bit more. And yeah, she's certainly going to get an Oscar wink from it, at least.
So keep going with your final thoughts.
Well, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Other than, you know, sometimes there can, there, I almost got done with my suspension of disbelief just with some of the things that were said by the family and some of the stunts that were pulled. But, you know, I was always brought back into it, generally by Lawrence, but occasionally by the fact that, you know, it's people like, you know, Robert De Niro and Isabella Rossellini doing a great job at what they do. So, yeah, by the end of this, I had plenty of warm fuzzies. It's hardly a life-changing movie for me by any stretch of the imagination, but I laughed a lot, and I had a good time. So I'm definitely going to give it 8 absorbent, hand-woven cotton fibers out of 10.
Herman?
You know, I really enjoyed the film. I think Jennifer Lawrence and probably Robert De Niro are the two outstanding cast members. Again, like we've all said, Russell is a master at writing a dysfunctional family, and that's clearly displayed here. If I had any complaints about this film, it was almost like Oliver Stone took over for a few segments, where he has like these sequences where it's like she's dreaming, just these really dumb dream sequences, like just kind of bashing us over the head with that. I really found
that going around.
Yeah, and other than that, it's a good film. Not as good as The Fighter, not as good as Silver Linings Playbook, but I'd say it's probably better than American Hustle, definitely. I give this 8 out of 10 easily washable mop heads.
You know, it's funny. At first I was a little taken aback by the dreams, but then I was like, well, the dreams, which all take place in the soap opera world, of which is a very funny, terribly bad, like over-exaggeratedly bad soap opera, but I guess it made sense to me because that is the world she's trapped in. She is trapped in a soap opera.
Yeah.
And all she hears constantly, the soundtrack of her house, is that soap opera, which mysteriously runs 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I wondered about that, too. I was like, what kind of channels do you get here?
I know.
Because I think you might be in the Twilight Zone.
I also, I wasn't taken aback by how dysfunctional it was, because you've clearly never gone to dinner with my ex-wife's family, who made these guys look like the most adjusted people you've ever seen.
No, I've been blessed. There's no question about that.
I was like, oh no, people are that bad, and the children of those families that sometimes aren't that bad have mastered the art of going... Yep,
I can understand that. Yeah, see,
I didn't grow up on a murder farm, so
exactly.
I don't understand.
I was fortunate that I was not did not either, but I really enjoyed this, and I especially enjoyed it, like I said, in the context of it being kind of a modern fable. I thought this is one of Russell. This is, I mean, certainly, like, I thought up to the level of Silver Linings Playbook, although couldn't be a more different type of movie in many ways. I mean,
I love the part where she couldn't reach the grapes and then decided to walk away from them because they probably tasted bad at
night. I really love this. I think this is one of the year's best. I am giving this.
Wow.
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
I'm giving this 9 out of 10 items you just can't live without.
You should really sell stuff on TV.
I'll be honest. That Miracle Mop really did change my life. And you can buy it now on oneofus.net for just $18.95.
If it cleans your house, it's a miracle.